Wonder Show, Ballad by Brooks.
In the blue of evening, when you appear close to me, dear one, beneath the midnight sky, you'll come to me.
Yes, once again, it's in the blue of a December evening, and this is Jimmy Lowe inviting you to listen to the Fair Department Store's Ballad by Brooks, starring the boy with memories in his voice who sings each song straight to you, Elson Brooks.
In the blue of evening,
and here's Elson Brooks.
On the Rue de la Paix, there was once a cabaret, and Mimi, the world seemed to say that they loved the cabaret and Mimi. As the night went along, there was suddenly a song and Mimi. And I knew that when she'd see me, Mimi'd sing for me alone. Came in a patch with a passion for dancing with the one that I adore. Taught her to dance in his fashion, and for me she's singing no more. On the Rue de la Paix, there was once a cabaret and Mimi. Now I'm sitting sad and dreamy, just for Mimi and her song.
Hi, gang, this is E.B., opening out of the show for the fair. With the capable assistance of Ray Plagans and Zeke Campbell's music, the song stylings of lovely Sherry Sampson, a surprise in the form of our guest, Marion Wiggins, Queen of the Impersonators, and a helpful hint or two from one Mr. James Lowe. And while we're on the subject, here is Mr. James Lowe. James?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You know what those mystic numbers signify?
The numbers before eight?
No, Maestro Brooks. They're the shopping days left until Christmas.
Hold it, Jimmy. I've caught you. There are 7 days before Christmas, and one of them is a Sunday. Therefore, we have only 6 shopping days.
Perhaps I should have said the equivalent of 7 days, Elston, because tomorrow night the fair will be open again until 8 o'clock, as it was last Thursday. The added time might be well counted as an extra shopping day, you see.
Ah, what's the use? I can't.
Possibly not, Brooks, but it's a sense you can't lose if you do your shopping at the fair. The mystic number also comes in there, being the fair has 7 great floors to choose from. By next Wednesday, it'll be too late to tell you about the thousands of personalized gifts the fair has to offer. So this is actually my last chance. However, don't let it be your last chance. Visit the fair for your Christmas gifts tomorrow. And remember, when shopping for a teenage girl, the fair's junior and missus shop on the fourth floor can't be bested.
Pretty as a picture she is, and strolling up to the mic now. What's on your mind, Sherry Sampson?
Just thinking about my song, Elson. It's a bell ringer.
You mean serenade of the bell, Sherry?
Sure do, Mr. Brooks.
And serenade me, gal. Serenade me.
In the sleepy town of San Juanita, there's a story that a padre tells of a gay senor and senorita and a serenade of the bell. And they asked the padre for permission
just one condition, that the mission bells had to ring. Everyone knew the bells were broken and hadn't sounded for a long, long time. Then one night the village was astounded, for the bells began to chime. Till the bells are broken goes the story.
Sherry. Now it's guest time, and what a guest. Here to live up to her build-up is 19-year-old Marion Wiggins from Denton, the queen of the impersonators.
Hello, Elston. I certainly hope I can.
Well, leave it to the audience, Marion, with your impression of Jenny Sims. Wonderful again, Marion. Now, remember Gene Allison, "Until the Clouds Roll By"? Well, Marion does. Listen.
In days of old, this island out of fame, a queen there dwelled. Her clothes were few, but full of style, her figure slim and frail. And every man that wandered by, she pulled a feet of their eyes. And everyone observed with awe that her work was swift, but never I'd be like Cleopatra if I could have my way. He's been seen and she went in his ear, dozens on her waiting list. I wish that I had lived there beside the pyramid for a girl who didn't get the stuff that Cleopatra did.
Oh, you've got it there, Miriam. Now let's close up with a song that's appropriate for this time of year from Meet Me in St. Louis. It's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, voice Judy Garland.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. The faith alive. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Queen of the impersonators, you've really got something there, and so do we. Thanks for bringing all those celebrities to our mic. Let's let our memory slip back 2 years now to December of 1945. Try to recall what you were doing, who you were going with when this song took the winter months by storm. Remember? Kiss me once, and kiss me twice, and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dears, and can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I've dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, and kiss me twice, and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time. In the blue. Us again, gang, until next week. All of our thanks again to Marion Wiggins. And by the way, gang, next Wednesday will be Christmas Eve. And if we might prevail upon you to let us come in, Jerry Sampson and I will be here with our special Christmas program. So to Lynn, this is E.B. saying good night.
This is Jimmy Lowe inviting you to listen again next Wednesday, Christmas Eve, to Ballads by Brooks, brought to you by that junior fashion leader, The Fair. Good night.
In the blue of evening.
It's 4:30, time for Bob Connor.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by.
From Fort Worth, WBAP 570 brings you another transcribed serenade by Bob Connor. Ted Graves at the keyboard, Zeke Campbell on the guitar. This is Mickey Murphy saying, hope you'll join us for the next quarter hour.
My romance doesn't need a thing.